I'm gonna get taken. Yeah,
I've never checked my credit, but apparently it can't take another hit. So.
It's bad. It's bad when the collections people that are known for fucking over people come to you and go like, "Dude, this is like I haven't seen an account that could withstand a hit that I'm about to give you. You need to come pay this shit."
Hey, Sam, it's me, Terry again. Come on down. You need to pay this one, buddy. Okay.
Now, I recommend that you pay each one, but this one, I'm really kind of stressing. You should probably do your best.
Wow. You got those student loans you got to start paying, huh, buddy? You think you're going to get on top of that?
She said she was 18.
Somebody help me.
I didn't grow up with a penis, so I'm about to throw up.
Four. Where are you going? You have work to do.
I watch this podcast, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Why would you watch this podcast?
Can you fart? Like,
yeah.
It's like starting up a car inside my pussy.
For sure, yeah, what the fuck?
Rip one right in my face, Project Melody, please do it!
Why? Oh, alright.
Are you a robot?
Oh, I'm just a fucking idiot.
Like a 30-minute
clip. Clip of it! It was a Japanese website, there's like...
Oh god.
No.
All right, anyways.
Introduction, this is, Sam.
Yeah, do I have to do it?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just checking if I have enough disk space. I probably do.
Oh, that's important.
That's a classic. Wow, it's been a while since we had that problem. Last episode, our guest ran out of disk space.
Okay, I was going to say, is that a joke or something? You phrased that like that a joke, so and shitty. I didn't get...
Yeah.
Sure, it's been some time since that issue.
It's been, what, like 14 days since our last podcast. Oh, shit.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we were supposed to do one last week. Weren't we supposed to do four? And now it looks like it's going to be two.
Yeah,
well, nailing it, yo.
That wasn't supposed to be known for everybody. That was like me musing, like, last month was so bad, maybe we should do four.
Is this a Patreon exclusive or is this the next one?
Don't promise yourself anything. You'll just
No, we're not doing
a
Patreon exclusive.
It's not public. Nobody knows.
This lady's got like a gorillion followers. This isn't a Patreon exclusive.
Okay, I'm just asking.
And how much of a dick move would that be? It'd be like, hey, do you want to come on our podcast? Yeah, and she's doing us a favor. Like, yeah, sure. And then we just bury it by giving it to like
That means the Christmas special is going to be
The Patreon. Christmas special is Patreon. Okay. That one's for the fans.
Christmas is like one day. No, it's like...
Yeah.
Okay. 8 days. It's like in 8 days.
All right.
I
same introduction.
Like that's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Hanukkah.
I think you're mixing them up.
Are they?
8 days?
No. Christmas is in 8 days. Hanukkah is seven days.
So Hanukkah's today. So
you know what? I only know when Christmas is because I have an advent calendar, and every day I open it up a little door and I get a little chocolate.
7 years old.
It's actually one of the only things I have to look forward to.
You get that Costco?
I got it at IKEA, close, but it's like good ass chocolate. Every night I'm like, I could open up tomorrow a little early. And it's a battle of willpower
restraint.
That I've won more than I've lost. today I didn't get to open up a little door and get any chocolate.
What you're supposed to do is like, I'll hold off. And then the next day I'll eat two for today and the day before. But you go into the future and steal your chocolate?
Yep.
That's self-sabotage, man. That's the worst way of doing it.
Maybe your resolution should be not fucking that up next year.
I know, and I'm trying to eat healthier and everything, and it's like...
That's an ask. The advent calendar, really.
Dude, December 1st of next year, I'm going to make a video of me sitting down and eating all 25
chocolates. One more wouldn't hurt. Then I can just...
And then the rest of the days up until Christmas, I'll just post 1 minute clips of me sitting in that same chair, sad.
Just opening it up, it's empty. Oh.
Completely empty.
You have accountability. To be accountable, you can have like leg lifts. You can dress up in like an 80s outfit or something from like Stranger Things and just do like those exercise videos.
Oh, yeah.
The ones where you hang your feet from the ceiling and.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Where they've got the like boots. The boots. What is going on with my camera right now?
You got like a fucking blur going on.
Why is there a man behind you? Uncle used to have those gravity boots, but he wouldn't do it to exercise. He would just hang upside down and let his spine decompress.
Somebody help me.
He would stay upside down for like 20 minutes. I'm like, aren't you going to pass out? But like, my aunt would walk around the corner and just, he's like hanging upside down in the doorway.
I think he was a Dracula. You should probably
get into
that shit.
He might have a Dracula on your hands.
He died pretty recently, so I can't rip on him too much.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Fell into a bag of garlic.
Let's talk about something more pleasant. Like, what happened? I heard you were like lost in a forest fire or something. What's going on with your head, man?
Oh, the hair explosion that happened. We talked about that so much with Peanut, but yeah, basically my hair blown off my head. Most of my body completely stripped. And then I went to sea for a week.
Mustache.
And kind of, you know, it's the hot and the cold, the growth, the rebirth. And the cool sea air mixed with all those vitamins kind of wind blasted new hair back onto my head. So that's what's happening currently. And this is my real hair.
It looks better than ever before.
Yeah,
thank you. Yep.
This is the worst intro we've ever done.
Do some fucking intro work.
You're
the figurehead of this. In. Come on, do something.
I was hoping somebody would step to the plate. But
You're the guy. You're that guy.
Yeah, you're the forehead. Yeah,
you do the intro.
This is this general. Hello, everyone. This is General Sam. This is Brian. This is I want to say I am a huge fan, Mr. Benjamin. I loved you in Archer. I loved you in Bob's Burgers. It's truly an honor.
Is that a John H. Benjamin reference?
I'm sure you get it every single time.
I with this new hair, I've been getting a White Goodman from Dodgeball, Ben Stiller's character. And that's about it, actually. I think I got another one that was pretty insulting, but I don't really want to bring that up.
Which one's that one?
It's none of your goddamn Peter business, Dinklage. Brian.
Well, I mean,
Peter Dinklage. I get Peter Dinklage when people see my whole body. Yeah, they go, oh my god.
Hey, man, he is an attractive man, okay?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyways, see, this is our guest, Project Melody. And she is a VTuber. She, not confirmed. We haven't had undisputed from every angle female guest on the podcast yet, and I don't think it's ever going to happen.
You know, there's no such thing as women on the internet.
Yeah,
baby steps, okay? Baby steps.
Yeah.
It's been only been, what, 2 years?
2 years, yeah. It's also kind of like a fifth anniversary type thing where you have, like, someone's mom on.
We shouldn't.
No, we haven't been around 5 years yet. That's why we had you. It's still, there is in the back of everybody's head, even, by the way, I found out you did pornography like 5 minutes ago before this podcast starts. And I was like, even the people that are whacking off to you, they're like in the back of their mind, they're probably like, it could just be like a fat guy behind that thing.
it could be.
It could. Have you done a face reveal?
What's what was that again? Sorry, my headphone fell out of my little bitch ears.
Oh my god, this is so rude.
This is the rudest guest we've ever had.
I assume you said something horrible, so I'll just say like,
oh! Have you done like a face reveal yet?
That's a safe assumption.
This is my face, god damn it.
See? Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Your face, you know what I mean?
You can't face the truth, motherfucker. Also, I think that's very funny. I was saying to my friend, like, yeah, so fucking General Sam asked me to be on his show. I guarantee he's never watched me, and I wonder if he'll find out I've done porn 5 minutes before.
Yeah. And you know
Sorry,
what?
Do porn.
Hmm? Yeah, do
it's
porn.
It's the first thing you find when you Google your name. Mm-hmm. It's just porn.
Yeah, that's because I'm pretty famous in the adult industry.
In the chatter. Yeah, like, Chatterbait is what I was looking at.
Yeah.
And I also respect that you don't fake that you're doing it, because the hand tracking and the bottle modi or the body model are not like synced up all the way. So when I know you're actually rubbing your pussy because your little hand is on your thigh in the video.
Sometimes when I'm using like an extreme vibrator that I got from like Japan, my hands will sync with it and then they'll just switch and I have to turn them off.
See? And look how blown away Poob is, as if you didn't do your fucking homework.
We're gonna need some examples, actually, because I can't visualize that.
Look at the panic on his face. He's like,
it's like 1 o'clock. Okay, I just had my tea. Like, oh my god, I come from a very modest household. I'm, you know, I'm just a little
fucking tits.
No, I found this out last night. I was doing a
last night by yourself.
A meeting. I was doing some research. I had like a meeting for a potential future sponsor. We can talk about it later. And the guy, I was like, yeah, we're having Project Melody on. And I got kind of like a little scoop about the Chatterbait scene. And I was like, I had no idea it was a porn thing. And then it instantly made so much more sense.
Why
Sam was so excited.
Hentai HI.
You're the first Hentai HI?
Yeah, I'm the first hentai cam girl.
What's that? What's anti-HI? What's that
HI
mean?
Human intelligence?
Artificial intelligence.
Oh, I thought you were saying HI.
Hentai AI.
AI.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm HI. Yeah. I'm at baseline human intelligence.
They call me the HI.
Human intelligence guy.
I'm
the standard. They measure everything in poobs.
Default, yeah.
Dude, that guy was like 1.8 poobs. Holy shit, that was the smartest man I've ever met in my life.
No, 1.8 poobs is like Forrest Gump. You have to get to like 20 poobs to be like...
Poobs is the average person.
Poob is barely sentient.
A C student.
Barely there. Man, I know you're like messing with your earbud, but it looks like you're trying to put a contact into your...
I think I got it. Oh my fucking god. Oh, my stupid little fucking ears.
Just tape them on there. Just wrap your head in duct tape.
I tried to. The tape doesn't stick to me. I tried to.
Why do you have earbuds that don't fit you?
No earbuds fit me.
Over the ear headphones.
Get over the ears.
Yeah, get some.
Ever heard of those?
Yeah.
Okay, whoa.
I can't use that because then my eyes fall off.
Oh,
it's like a tracking issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You guys see those videos with earwax removal where they pull out big old clumps?
Oh.
I think my ears are completely filled
that
with
gunk.
That shit's
fake, bro. That shit's
no, it's
fake
not.
As hell.
No, okay. The paper cone that you like light, that's fake. But
no, yeah, I need like a guy with a hook and a suction thing to go in there.
The vacuum.
You need a guy to suck you?
Yeah,
I need some people.
I need a guy that will lick my ear clean and get really deep in there with a little tiny, almost like ant eater tongue in my ear would be. Like, I'm going to get that soon. I keep seeing videos about it. I just know I'm so filled with gunk, you know?
Oh, have you ever seen those, like...
The twirly?
Yeah, the Chinese, like, on the street, they'll just clean your ears. And they pull out these large sets of needles and shit, and they just, like, stick them down in your ear. And I'm like, what if someone bumps into his elbow? Like, fucking... it goes in your head through the other
through
side.
Other, yeah.
Please excuse me while I get a drink. I didn't grow up with a penis, so I'm about to throw up.
I've been getting a lot of flack lately for my tea habits. I just want to address this really quick while it's completely off topic. I know what a kettle is. Okay, I saw the comments on the last podcast. I own a kettle. I didn't know what an electric kettle was, and I didn't know. And now people are like, oh, he leaves his tea bags in the thing. Oh, he sucks the tea bag and gets the extra flavor off the end.
Oh,
that's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, you can go back to asking your questions.
You gotta make sure it's scalding though.
I've gotten probably 50 DMs from British people being like, "Oh my god, you're so fucking stupid. You don't know what a kettle is.
You know what a fucking kettle is?
We don't give a shit about those over here. Where are you going? You have work to do."
He's going to get a Coke.
Brian.
Me. What did I do? I mean, other than the sweet
tea?
Applejacks underwear.
Is that a tea with tea bags in it?
No, it's a vanilla latte. Thank you, honey.
Fabulous.
You should say
Abby
a latte,
gave it
here. Honey.
Oh,
bring
shit.
Abby on.
Oh, look, as a little heart. And oh shit. Wait,
Speaking of your lovely wife,
this is shit.
No one used lovely. But.
What? You're lucky to have her. It was very funny.
You're lucky, Sam. Consider yourself fucking lucky.
Yeah,
I was pretty surprised you alone.
The internet said you're gonna lose your hair in like 3.5 months. So I mean, like, you gotta prepare. You locked it in with marriage. You got it down. She can't get away.
Women
locked it in with kids.
I locked it in with kids. I mean, first it was a dog because I was like, that's kind of a tight. Yeah, and then I realized she was pulling away more. And I was like, I'll knock her up. Dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're like, oh, I got to really seal this in with something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it's her fault. She didn't look at my dad and she didn't think, like, he's going to turn into that someday.
Isn't it? It's actually your mom's dad. It's where your hair genetics come from, right?
No, yeah, it is supposed to be. But my mom's dad had, like, beautiful white hair. Like, Locks. It was perfect. Yeah. He had a perfect hairline, just white, you know?
Any of your uncle's bald, though?
And
your mom's like brothers.
Maybe
just a goddamn Christmas miracle.
Yeah, maybe.
I hope I lean more towards my dad's dad as well. I guess you didn't, but I hope I do. Because I never knew my mom's dad, but I just have a feeling he was probably bald. He was a coal miner or something. Like he probably had his hair blasted off too at some point.
You're probably going to get black lung.
Now you're going to chia pet it, so
like genetics. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got a fresh start anyway when my hair was regrown, so I've got like a new lifespan on
it's
it.
Totally really
new, a new lease on life with my hair. But.
Isn't it weird how it all got burned off and it came back a different color and a different texture and it's curlier? It's
because different heats, it's about different vitamins and stuff like that. I don't really know the full extent, but
new hair color speaks in tongues.
Yeah.
It's not that weird.
No, it's not weird. Though. I mean, an anime.
This is like the least guest related.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was just like so thinking about that tea stuff in my hair. And yeah, we Sam, come I'm up sure with you prepared some questions.
Yeah, we should do that beforehand.
What's your, what's a HoloLive?
Oh, that is agency. That's another agency. I'm with Shoujo. HoloLive is chill. We've collabed with them several times.
I'll be honest. Come on.
Back up.
Over there, right?
Well, Hime is like this.
What does that mean?
You mean agencies?
Oh, sorry. Some of the members in my group are like besties with some of them. So I think that's lovely. There's no animosity.
What are you talking about? Agencies? Are there like background companies?
They have agencies. Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
This isn't a solo thing. You're not solo.
Second biggest.
No, you're not solo? There's a whole horde of them out there.
Well, not a horde. It's still a pretty new industry. We showed you as biggest in the West, baby.
Well, have you ever let someone else control you?
Yeah.
Like 11ths daily.
Yeah.
Well, what's
like starting up a car inside my pussy, but like strangers.
Oh God! I meant more. Yeah, like the
what?
Anyway, Sam,
like,
you're gonna ask your
car what's the incentive to doing an agency thing versus going solo?
Sam hates management.
I hate management.
He's got an issue with it.
I was part of the founding of it. I was solo, and I'm like, whoa, let's get involved with more people and see if we can grow other people and like create this like awesome thing. So I was part of the start of it.
Oh, okay. Wait, you're part of an agency and they let you jerk off on TV?
Let me.
Yeah, don't they have like a whole thing where you can't, you know, their image, right? They're like, they don't want like porn. About?
If it's obviously built on that image.
Is it built not on just
Is this like a hentai harem type thing?
Is this like a hentai organization?
That's just the only one.
How is there an agency made up of one person?
Yeah. No, there's like eight of us.
there's eight people masturbating.
So no, I'm the only masturbator.
Okay.
Other people are just like entertainers, like general.
Oh, like fluffers?
All VTubers, like I just have extracurricular activities.
Oh. I thought they had like a Disney image thing where they're like, you can't do that.
Do they ever come to you and go like,
how would that's a hentai porn agency have in a Disney policy, Brian?
There's only one person that does porn.
If they're the biggest part of it, you know, it's probably like a porn agency.
We're not corpo.
Like 90% of the audience there then?
No, we all were. Well, I mean, that's how I got my name out there, was the controversy of doing porn.
I can't drop
that's controversial.
Like the, you know, like, yeah.
Me neither. Right. It's what I do every day. I'll be doing it later. It's awesome. And I have cool news about it, but I'll talk about that later.
When?
No. Did you come
Brian
in here?
Why not talk about it now?
But here's my
thing. We didn't even do introductions, motherfuckers.
Like this is like a Japanese company, right?
No.
Oh, it's not?
Right. No,
they got like a, they got like a weep name. They got like a, what you said it was like J Studio or something, right?
V Shoujo.
That's so Japanese. How is that? That's fucking insane.
I don't understand why you would.
That'd be like a Japanese company called Pizza Hot Dog. Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, what are you going to call yourself?
Anime.
Western, not
VTubers, United States America. That's what you would name it.
We're not all in there. There's so much UK. There's all the Canada, all over the world.
V Global.
Canada.
Be global. You know what I mean?
Brian, yeah. you have to stick to your own kind. You're only able to watch the Canadian one. So does the UK VTuber, does she have like a super thick accent? Because that'd be funny seeing like an anime girl with like, oh, I'm rubbing me cunt.
Well, our British, fingering we have Bebe and Fruit. Fruit technically has a southern accent. It's precious. And Bebe has a highly erotic one. Actually, they were both on the BBC.
Big Black Cock?
Yeah, they're... No, the British broadcasting talking about VTuber.
Oh, shitty.
Oh, got to decide what Brian watches. All right.
BBC? Well, it's good to have hobbies.
That envy porn that you watch.
No good.
Hey, man, we all watch porn. Oh, yeah. That video with your wife where she's like, this is the best stratagem. You must keep your desk right here. And then you showed the door behind it. And I was like, ha. And then I'm like, wait, she must not fap. How did she not understand?
No, and there was so a bunch of dudes in the comments, too, that were like, oh, man, yeah, window glare. And I'm like, no, not window glare, you fucking idiot.
Fapping.
I'm not pulling up porn on my PC with the fucking window right behind me. So I got these little blind things that go down the door.
Necessary.
Yeah.
I would have like hammered a towel on the top and be like, this
That's
is
what
shit.
I did.
This
I had
shit.
A big fucking like carpet thing that I hung up with nails over the door.
Understandable.
When the sun is out, you jerk off.
Yeah, I'm not going to jerk off in the house with my kids sleeping in it. It's fuck. That's weird.
You're going to do it when they're awake in it? What the hell?
No, when they're not home.
Yeah, when they're not at home. I'm not doing it when they're awake.
Your house is big enough. You can jerk off in your office, like on the other side of the house while they're sleeping. It's not like.
It's too weird, dude. I'm not.
I never jerk off in a hotel. There could be so many families, like in all these other rooms around me.
Yo,
like,
come smells, dude. It could just walk through the house.
My wife's in the house, too. Like, I'm gonna just have sex with her, probably. Like, no, I'll jerk off if she's gone. You know?
There's a certain time
and place where you whack off in your house, and it's not.
It's.
Honey, I'm going to go down to the office for a couple minutes.
Don't come in.
Don't come in because
you're in a VR headset.
I won't be able to hear you. I have the whole VR setup on.
I mean, that is such a... Oh, yeah. The haptic feedback suits are way more commercialized now. So if you want to get down with that in VR chat, maybe one of those furry worlds. You can have a tail and a werewolf dick and just...
Haptic feedback, like, is there feedback to your genitals?
So it's like you have on your chest. And originally, the haptic feedback was really big in South Korea. So when you're playing a shooter, it'd be like, oh, like this burning sensation on your nipples. Like, oh, I feel like I've been hit by a gun. But now it's like when they touch you, there's vibration. Oh, and then you sink in the toys.
You come up behind an enemy and you just start tweaking.
Oh, I'm in a POW game. They're torturing me.
It sounds fantastic. I would love it.
Oh, he's just lightly choking me and tweaking me.
Oh, God. I had an incident with that at my first Patreon meetup. Second one. I choked someone out because I thought it was funny. I didn't know they were wearing a haptic feedback suit. And what he felt fuck? It. He had a panic attack. And we had to have like a werewolf EMT come into the world to check him out. So we're all running around and shit. Like anime girls and lizards and shit. In the corner, there's this EMT werewolf helping this like Simpson on the ground.
Sentences I've ever heard, and just things like what the fuck.
He's like, I was in the army.
You gotta play VR chat again, dude.
Have you seen that VR chat thing where the guy's like he's explaining to this dude like the horrors he saw in war? He was in the Iraq war, and he's like dressed up as some stupid cartoon character. He's like, I killed people every day, man. And sometimes I didn't know if I was coming back alive. And it's like super sad, but the second you look at the screen, it's just like SpongeBob or something.
SpongeBob. I know, it's so jarring. You see those on YouTube too, I'll watch them. People be like, I'm talking about when I lost the love of my life. And it's like, you're a giant turtle. Could you be different?
Almost as ridiculous as a werewolf EMT saving someone.
Please tell me he had
I mean, at least I learned a lesson about boundaries that day.
What if he was faking it, hoping someone would try to give him CPR?
It was
a new thing. Never been in that situation.
You got sandlotted.
So what does haptic feedback look like that strangles you? Like, why would they?
It just rumbles his neck.
A big throat sock.
There's lots of rumbling. I assume like there's straps, but there can also be suits. It really depends what you have.
Oh my god!
Well, why would they put one like a neck thing? How much money you got? Hmm? Why would they have like a neck thing? Like, unless they wanted to get choked.
For like kissing or something, or cuddling. Yeah, I don't know. Something. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Neck massages.
Yeah.
Oh, neck massages. Don't fucking.
But why would they make it strong enough to like be able to?
Well, just in case.
If that's the case, I'm going to. The cops are never going to find you. What's CSI going to do? It's the first case of that guy. Like, this guy has choked out 17 people in our chat.
He's got a full suit on, right? He's got a full haptic suit. Okay.
No, I didn't know. I was new. But actually, it doesn't necessarily have to be that thing. You guys know about phantom sense?
No.
So like phantom limbs?
Kind of, okay. That's a big phenomenon that is in VR chat, because people will live in VR chat. They'll sleep, wake up, get drunk, party, go to work in VR chat. And when you're in it long enough, you kind of dissociate. So rely on that a lot.
Have you become part of the virtual world more than the real?
I am virtual. I just jump on in.
I see.
Yeah. There's no human element here, you sicko.
It's not.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Flesh person.
You sick freak. What are you talking about?
This is like Ralph goes to the internet. Yeah, we're talking
so do you
to
like shit?
Yeah, no. Do you still shit?
I guess I can download it. Oh.
Yeah.
You shit and piss?
Yeah. Can you fart? Like, what?
Yeah.
I've never done that, actually.
Is there a haptic smell back that I can get there? Some sort of mask?
Oh my god. It's kind of
weird. Put one right in my face. Yeah. Haptic melody, please do it. Puts on his Bane mask.
I need a werewolf to fart in my mouth, please. I've run out of air.
I mean... You know, I'm kinky, so I can't judge
that. Oh, shit.
12 farting in your mouth. Werewolf fart right now. This guy's going into shock.
I mean, oh, God. I went to a... You know, you guys know furries, probably.
No.
Yeah, of course.
No?
No.
I know Disney cruise monsters, but I don't know. Yeah, furries, that's right.
You went on a Disney cruise. What the fuck? No, furries are people that identify as a creature. Like, they have a fursona, and so you can go into your avatar and even, like, role-playing as well online. But it's a whole thing, and I don't totally understand it, but I have a lot of furry friends. A lot of role-play, a lot of sexual role-play, too, but not necessarily. I went into a furry world. It was one of the most popular worlds on VRChat this week. It looked like Chuck E. Cheese, and all of the cups were full of urine, and there were sex rooms.
Wait,
and pizza.
Do you think there's a direct correlation?
What world was this?
Yeah,
it was
gross.
Like,
what was the
one
name?
World.
There's so many of them.
It was like the second world. It's biggest.
Do you think there's a correlation between like being a furry and being a pedophile?
No.
Why are they always into like kids shows, or why are there virtual parties that could take place on top of Mount Everest? It's not like they actually have to book a place. Why does it take place in a fucking Chuck E. Cheese?
Because Chuck E. Cheese is run by
weird.
An honest mouse.
Yes.
It's
very inclusive for fursuited
creatures. They're supporting
creatures.
Their local, yeah, they're supporting their local businesses.
It's probably
and shit.
Where it started when they saw the Chuck E. Cheese mouse. They're like, yeah. I want that.
I want to fuck the drummer in that band.
I want to own a business.
I don't know. It's glow in the dark. You're probably drunk. It's fun.
I want to be the animatronic inside that
fursuit. I must have been in some broke fucking Chuck E. Cheese. We did not have glow in the dark.
Oh, I don't know. One of them I went to, there were animatronics, and they were so terrifying that I considered going to therapy.
Yeah,
because they haptically choked me out.
They didn't. They were just replicas, and they were so glitchy. It was terrible.
Blood coming out of my nose and everything at the end of it.
Some Stranger Shit thing.
Oh my god! Imagine like how advanced the haptic suit would have to be that you could walk by and quickly fucking get someone in the eye.
Yes, right.
I will never be got by an eye poke because I'm just so instant with the fucking block, but. Yeah, another injury, like a broken rib or something.
There's motherfuckers that can hack, and they will hack into your headset, and then they will post flashing lights to give people seizures.
Oh, hell yeah. Can they do one where it constricts the haptic suit all at the same time, so they're just getting crumpled down?
Yeah, they're getting
super
and
fucking.
Lights are flashing in their eyes. that's like diabolical. You're the person that I can see in your metadata. You checked that you are prone to seizures. Bam, bam, bam.
I know, right? They're absolute monsters, and they're like, haha, I'm 16, get wrecked.
In the future of crimes, that this haptic thing is going to become more popular. Like walking up and strangling someone in VR chat is like. That's just current violent crime. But doing the hacking in thing and like making them have seizures, that's like the future equivalent of poisoning someone. You know? What a pussy crime. You can't even go up there and strangle them in virtual reality like a man, you know?
If I die in a haptic feedback suit to someone online, just tell people I killed myself or something. Tell my family I jumped off a bridge or something. Like,
the paramedics can come in there and they can
make emails and Goofy like beating your ass.
You can still manipulate their body, right? In VR chat. They don't know you're dead, so you can sit there and like move the legs and the arms around of the dead person and their family would be like, he's still alive.
If you think you die in VR chat, you actually die in real life, so I could have maybe no real injuries on my body. And they're like, how did he die? But it's because someone in VR chat strangled me to death.
They'll take off the headset and your eyes are missing. They're just smoldering.
Completely burned out of my head. Man, maybe I should bust out the old VR headset. It's been a while.
Yeah,
I don't really play VR again.
Especially since I offered Poob to take over my Brian's spot on that Half-Life Alyx thing.
I told him no, Brian.
Yeah, because Brian, we've been telling Brian, you need to catch up on Half-Life Alyx. He's like, I'll do it.
It should be the fire under your ass, Brian. He's reaching out to other people.
I forgot about that game.
I'm finding alternatives already.
You need to hurry, Brian, or else somebody's going to find someone.
I figured I had time because the fucking Tarkov came out. The wife.
I'm already itching to go on.
Merry wipe to you.
You already don't want to play.
Yeah, thank you.
Good wipington.
Yeah. Don't act like you can even relate.
You don't have to wipe your ass ever.
I think it's pretty cool. Like watching it, I like that now there's a delay when you're moving rather than it just snapping. That's pretty cool. I like the upgrades.
Everything's pretty much a good upgrade, but I still am concerned that like this AI intelligence where
I'm not in Tarkov.
Do you play Tarkov?
No, I watch it.
Oh, you just watch it? Okay.
Do you play any games and are you, I'm assuming you just top frag every time because of your processing capabilities and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just a fucking idiot. I have no comprehension of most things, and my spatial awareness is questionable at best. I'm mostly a talk person, but I do try to play games.
Are you a robot? You said you're an AI.
But there's no tangible.
You said HI. Yeah.
I'm a stream of consciousness that's been integrated into a 3D model.
Oh,
so you're like Cortana.
Yeah. How much money did it take to make you? How much money did it take to make you, like, developing?
How much do you pay in taxes?
Yeah.
How much do you...
Who'd you vote for?
I have an OnlyFans. I don't pay taxes. No, I'm kidding. That's a terrible stereotype.
I don't like talking about taxes.
Mm-hmm. Taxes are important. I actually did a tax fraud ASMR once.
Oh, nice.
The fuck? What does that mean?
My community made a highly erotic and disturbingly erotic
disturbingly poem. Erotic. Oh, God.
Disturbingly erotic about tax fraud. And I read it on Chatterbait, and some people came. It was amazing.
Like, nutted?
Like, yeah. They actually...
What the fuck?
That's skill.
I've always felt like...
That's crazy that someone could nut from that.
I've nut from weird things, so that's fair.
So, by the way, what we've done here with our cameras was done for free.
Nice.
But it's, you know,
way better than what you got going on.
Okay, I was gonna say not as advanced, but
no, this is way more advanced.
This is way more advanced.
Yeah.
This is a cartoon.
And I just want you to know that you've probably spent tens of thousands of dollars being developed. And you are being outpaced by Snapchat filter technology.
Yep.
How does that
feel?
Like
I'm SpongeBob now.
This has turned into a hit piece.
Yeah.
This is a hit
now
piece.
Now I'm a rat.
This is a hit
okay,
piece.
Okay, that's pretty
and
cool.
And all you are that's is sick. Project Melody, but we can be
rat,
whatever we
oh,
want.
Yes, of course.
The rat one's pretty...
Huh?
Pretty,
oh,
yeah, oh,
God.
My
oh, God.
Look at that.
That's some VR
fucking
touch.
Hot.
Ooh, daddy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's you should get a sponsorship from Bad Dragon. I bet they'd take you.
Ugh. God.
That was a sound.
They're getting worse. Each change. God. Yeah, see how much money you make if you jerk off in that suit.
Dude, I would sub to you instantly.
Oh, I'm coming. You just have to trust me.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at him jiggling. I did a backflip.
Can I do that? I can't.
Backflips
you have to do
hard.
One in real life.
Yeah. Project Melody, can you do a fucking backflip?
I'd have to literally do it. Do it.
What do you mean literally do it? Of course, that's what I'm asking you. You're an AI. You don't have a... Can't even animate a backflip. But this free program, this Snapchat filter program, it does backflips.
Look, I got waves.
Download those Matrix files with all the training.
Dude, Poob is timing up his talking with the mouth movement.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about. It just moves when I move my mouth and my eyes.
He's timing it.
I love it. It's fucking fantastic.
He's like shouting like one.
Oh, man.
Actually, I just stand very still, buddy.
Your nipples are better than mine. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Well, it's because my skin was all heat blasted off and I grew new skin. So, yeah, I'm just basically... Trying something new.
Yeah.
Like a phoenix from the ashes, you started anew.
Exactly, much like a phoenix.
But yeah.
This is exhausting. I need to go back to too much clicking with this game.
Finally, dude, you're on a rhythm now. You have to talk every time the mouth starts going.
Oh, you know he's enabling it and disabling it.
No, sometimes it starts and I'm not even ready to speak. Oh my God.
I can hear him clicking it. I can hear him clicking.
Oh, okay, I guess it's my turn again. Oh, okay, so...
You invited me thinking I don't know anything about Tarkov or I don't watch it? Why do you think I'd want to come on here?
What a punch to the rest of my catalog. Holy shit.
I'm just saying.
You have a thousand videos, like 20 of them are Tarkov.
You're a Tarkov fucking YouTuber.
I am, dude. You am.
Do you actually have 20 Tarkov?
Nah, people? It's probably more than that.
Probably 50. You're the Rat King.
Yeah. I thought there was like 3 or 4.
There's not many. I try to get away from it because it's like, I don't want to become just like.
You don't want to get pushed into one time. Yeah. Boy, do I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Man, what are you sipping on over there?
Give commitment issues.
Drinking water because I'm anxious.
It doesn't look like there's any water. I'm a big animated.
Fan. How do I do this? But how do I do the Among Us one like you did?
How do I do Among Us?
I want to do Among Us guy.
I want to be you. I want to be
this one's like, this is like a worse one.
Whoa, yeah, that one sucks. Cool.
It's HD though. Looks good.
It is. Wow.
Poob, do you want to talk about your Disney cruise?
Yeah, dude. Seriously, that's weird as hell.
I guess I could speak on it briefly.
How was your Disney cruise?
It was like a family vacation, you know, take the family out to Disney. It was for a birthday party and blah, blah, blah. And I went to Disney. It was for the first 3 days for a Disney World. It was pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I barely remember it. Before the cruise, I just kind of blacked it out. Too much Disney stuff, too much walking. 3 days. But the Avatar World... incredible, which is also funny because they clearly put the most money into Avatar World and thinking that they'd have more than one of those movies out by now.
Oh, God.
And it's still like, it looks like it's 2009 when you walk in there.
Ooh.
But it was cool. The worst thing that happened at Disney World was, you know, we're trying to buy time. No. The Star Wars, shut the fuck up. The Star Wars one was cool, except for there were some horrifying animatronics.
I know. Right. Describe a horrifying animatronic for us.
They had one of John Boyega hiding behind a box while you're on a ride, and he looks like terrifying. A big meat puppet. Like,
what about like a melted Hitler C-3PO? Have you ever seen one of those?
That wouldn't scare me. We were trying to kill a lot of time. So at one point, I'm like, hey, let's. There's no line. Surprisingly, Brian, you have no idea how relevant that is. Actually.
Oh, shit.
There's no line. Yeah, keep that up, actually. That'll help. There's no line for the Muppet 4D.
And we
went there, and it was awesome. And I was like, wow, these Muppets are so funny.
The other way.
And then later, we needed to kill time. And I'm like, there's no line for this thing called the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Or it's like a 10-minute wait. And it was like the Laugh Factory, but goddamn Monsters, Inc. And they, like... it was a crowd participation thing, which already just kind of, you know, I'm not afraid of public speaking or anything, but it's like horrifying just to get called out in a room of like 100 Disney adults and kids. And they were like, say a joke to people. How far away are you? Yeah. You're running out of bedroom. I know you are.
When you said Muppet 4D, I was thinking, like, do they shove their hands in your ass? Like, how does that work?
Oh, my God, I wish. No, but they, you know, it's crazy little Muppets. They're shooting out at you, and there's
Muppets
in you.
They're shooting on you, but they're not in you.
Yeah.
And the Monsters, Inc. one was, like, one of the cringiest things I've ever experienced. I thought it was just, like, a pre-recorded Mike Wazowski. It was a guy behind the screen being like, yeah, so guy in the funny hat, like, what are you? Like, what's your favorite joke? And, like, just really horrible shit. And it gave me, like, kind of... after that, the whole time, I was like, I don't know which one of these little screens are people and which ones are just, like, fucking pre-recorded. And I got called out at a dinner in a Nemo place by the turtle from Nemo. It's like, hey, little dude. I thought it was fucking just a TV. It's like, little dude, you with the hair. Yeah, little dude. And I'm like, what is this fucking thing talking to me? And like all these kids are like, yeah. And it was like, I hate shit like that. I hate getting called out by, you know, it's like a VTuber behind it, kind of. This is a little much seeing all these VTubers around me.
Are
I had
you
a kind
talking
of traumatic
shit
week.
About VTubers yeah. when we have one as a guest?
I just don't. I didn't
Why don't
like
you
that
keep
they're,
up the tradition
were like,
of talking shit about the guest on the episode that airs after the guest is on.
You're supposed to follow it up.
Vilified Peanut fucking sucks. I hate it.
Yeah, if we could just have a small segment about how much we didn't like Vilified Peanut.
all that like didn't really matter. Like Disneyland was just like whatever, and then the cruise was it was cool, but it was also like super.
Wait, before you criticize the Disney cruise,
okay,
all right, carry on.
It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Go on.
Jesus Christ!
I'm gonna jump off a bridge.
It just like it was like really nice. Way too much Disney stuff. People walking around in those Disney suits. And I don't know, just because of COVID and you had to be vaccinated and tested when you got on it and stuff and all these things, it just wasn't very busy.
How was the and service?
It's almost like the apocalypse killed the magic.
It was exceptional. Yeah. The service was magical. But just like, you know, it felt like The Shining at times. Just me, like, everyone was asleep by 8 o'clock. I'm wandering around just like bars that have like the cringiest shit going on. I'm just like trying to drink enough to get drunk, can't, because each drink's like $12. And one of the worst things that I was just, you know, exploring the boat. I found this weird ass hallway on the front of the boat where it looked like I was in a spaceship. I'm just walking around it, and there's all these super vague posters on either side of the wall, like music, chill, vibe, and all this stuff. I'm like, what is some sort of like weird? It looked like it was a VR room or something. And I finally make it to like the spaceship door, and there's LEDs everywhere. It's super like surreal in there. And I can't find a door handle. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? The door's like, blast your door open. There's like what appears to be, I don't know, a drunk 14-year-old on the other side. And he's like, can I help you? I'm like, what? Like, do you work here? Like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, this is vibes. This is a tween hangout. Like, how old are you? And I'm like, well, I'm like certainly not a tween. You know, like I've got like 2 beers on me. Yeah. And he's like, then get out of here, you crazy kid. No, I'm just joking. You're all right. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Your grass, man. This tween hangout, man.
No, like what? Like,
don't make it weird.
He really had an air about him.
He
like
going to tween like hangouts.
Like he worked there or something. Or like he was like the captain's son or something. I just was like really curious what it looked like. What the fuck is going on with my camera?
It's offended by your amazing hat.
It has like auto gain on it.
Well, it's never done this before. It's fucking annoying.
I swear I've never done this
but
before.
But yeah, just like, I don't know. It's kind of horrible the whole trip, but you know, it's nice, blah, blah, blah. But shit like that, like just, and I couldn't like even call anyone after that happened and be like, man, what the fuck just happened to me? No cell phone service the whole time.
Oh, that's
no internet. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
You look very anime.
You look very anime.
Incredibly.
Maybe
you should try this.
My God, you look 12. More so than usual.
Like a 10 out of, like a 12 out of 10.
Yeah.
It actually looks pretty. Yeah, you look pretty cute. It actually looks like a comic. Yeah, it looks like a comic. It's like legitimately like a.
Like you look good.
Yeah, man. Can I borrow some Crest white strips?
Maybe you should try this more often. Let's see how anime is.
Let's see how anime.
God, it's fucking.
Sam, like,
move
your head up and down and shit. Do different facial expressions.
Head up and down like this?
Yeah, like,
oh,
yeah,
like lean back. Down, like, when you lean back, it starts to look funny because my head's too fat for the filter.
You're like Thanos.
Shit.
Oh my God, that's pretty cool.
So, you know, how long do you do like the NSFW streams? Because like I'm assuming you don't get tired because you're a program. So is this like a 24-hour show?
This one sucks.
Why would I not get tired?
You don't get tired because you're a machine.
Nope. I'm real.
You're programmed to... Are you programmed for...
H-I-A-I.
Detroit Become Human kind of shit.
I mean, I'm no different than a person except better and more like that.
Is there a way I can just VTube my penis and asshole to make myself last longer, or is that not how it works?
It depends how you're fucking. So probably, but yeah, no, in the beginning I was streaming every single day for at least 6 hours, and it was very, I actually got an injury, had micro tears in my pussy because the vibrations were so consistent.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's, I should write a book.
Yeah, that sucks. How do you repair micro tears in your pussy?
Little tiny band-aids.
Great question.
Thousands of band-aids.
The only way to repair micro tears is to switch holes.
Oh, okay.
So you don't quit. You don't take a sick day the next day. You just go to the next hole.
Yeah. Every hole is
That's dedicated. That's dedicated.
So that's the worst injury you've sustained, or have you gotten any macro tears or
macro tears? Like a giant rip in
like a new pussy. Yeah, stuff like that.
Somebody stabbed you.
Yeah, actually, for a while it was very difficult. I like tore something. Sometimes I download organs to like feel more like you guys, to, you know, like connect, and I like tore an organ or something. So like what for 2 weeks it was just bullshit.
You tear like, your how bladder? You
doing, Mel? I'm doing great.
Jesus Christ. Do you think you have a porn addiction?
Yeah.
Me?
Who?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, that's true.
Ryan definitely does. So if you ever need someone to talk to about it.
What do you mean I do?
You know what I mean.
I watch it every day, but it's for addiction. Work.
Okay, so it's also, it no longer has become.
It is also for work. It's a wind down for me.
No.
To all this?
Sometimes I had to stop using my own like individual vibrator, because once you have that, it's like, why do I need men? So I had to get rid of that and learn
Do you ever fuck like in your little shows? Do you ever? Is it always just like?
Do you ever fuck?
Yeah, like.
Do you ever?
Is there ever like another person in a VTuber suit?
Yeah, because I've seen one. I saw a Japanese one. Like a clip of it.
They were getting railed. Sure.
They were getting railed.
Like a 30-minute clip.
It was a clip of it. It was a Japanese website. There's like little fucking Japanese letters in like the chat room. How would
snippet.
I find that?
Like that's a quick great. Little. Yeah, hour like a 30-minute
on Pornhub's clip of it. And they were she was
stall, roll that clip hear, right now. Can, all right, thanks.
You can hear the
please,
hear
I'll
the,
tell you, bring it. That's pretty rendered the, though. And like Unreal Engine shit. Probably.
Oh, so it's just sex? Rendered? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What a bitch. Fucker.
Yeah, so you can't actually do like you couldn't
fucker,
have someone on.
$100 for nothing.
You couldn't have like a person on you know, and have actual VTuber intercourse.
Nah, man. I don't fuck. I'm kind of
no. I'm not saying
a virgin
like
slut.
Yeah, I get that, but I mean, like, yeah. Is the technology there? Could it be done?
What do you mean? Like, what? Like, have another VTuber come in and just
like? Do you mean in like they're in the same room or
yeah,
they're
in
two
the
separate
same,
rooms?
Well, I don't know. Like, you could do like haptic fucking. No, right?
See, the second I figure that out, it's gonna get real lesbian over here. So I'll keep you in the
loop. Yeah, like it doesn't matter if it's a. It's floating away. Oh, no. Yeah. So, anyways, I probably
I don't
should
know
have done
that,
some more.
If the science is there yet?
Oh God, no.
Oh yeah,
no.
We need to make further developments in science. Instantly.
I mean, I think I'm the most. I have some of the most advanced technology
really?
Out there. Yes.
But how expensive was it? Let's go over that again.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Corona bottle. Free.
Free.
$0.
Beautiful.
Can you open that?
I can.
Ooh.
Spider-Man. Oh. Free.
No spoilers.
I mean, I'm glad it was free. I'm custom.
Yeah. Rat mask with animated mouth.
Free.
And butler with cheese.
Okay, the cheese is nice. I'm into the cheese. I'm into
the cheese butler is obviously incredible.
$0.
But I feel like, Ryan, you pay for enough VTuber porn custom that you do understand why it costs more money.
Well, Mr. No Dollars, there's no way you can download me. I'm the only one. I'm my own person.
I'm going to be sent to collections twice if I try to if I try to get any sort of better. I want a VTuber suit of one of my freaks, which would have to be custom.
Well, if you ever need a recommendation for an artist, let me know.
Now that I think about it, I don't know if I'm going to get, like you said, lost in this virtual world and lose myself completely and get micro tears.
That's probably my favorite, honestly.
You haven't even mastered the real world. I don't think you're ready to go to the virtual yet.
I can't.
You can go in for an hour.
No.
Two worlds?
Taken into VR collection.
I thought that was just an excellent video game on Xbox 360, but now you're saying... You know, I don't want to get lost in two worlds in this life.
Yeah. I mean, some people go in there to, like, go to, like, a beautiful beach world, to, like, travel the world and just, like, sit on the beach and watch the ocean, walk around Japan. There's so many worlds.
But until I get 4D like the Muppets have, where I'm feeling wind blast me and I'm smelling ocean breeze, it's never really, you know, going to be the same. But it is, you know, it is a great way for people that are... wanting to see those things, I guess.
Maybe you can, if you want to get blasted, you could take off your shirt and like rub orange slices on your nipples and turn on your AC real high.
Oh, what? This orange? What does that do?
I'm
normally
creating
put
a
peppermint.
Beach, a tropical adventure.
I put icy hot like over my body and peppermint Dr. Bronner's and stuff.
Why?
And it just feels like I'm in the Arctic.
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's no snow anymore. Because it's December 17th and it's raining out, you know?
It's 77 degrees on Christmas.
I miss the seasons.
Yeah, what happened to the
seasons? Have you ever felt rain?
Whatever happened to holidays and cheer?
So because you're one of a kind and alone in this world, do you think you're going to have
totally
like a lone Christmas? Are you going to be all by yourself?
I'm going to spend it with my community, the science team.
Is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard. That's like what an orphan has on Christmas.
And then afterwards, after
an orphan.
Time with my community, we did a huge charity last year.
Fuck the community. Christmas is for family.
That's not.
I'll family myself afterwards. I'm gonna eat Chinese food and watch.
You don't have
like
a family. You're a fucking
film.
AI. There is no mom and dad.
No, it's true. I don't have parents. You got
Sam, you need to be nicer to AI. One day they'll be your boss.
Yeah, okay? Bitch.
Sorry for him. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
AI is too intelligent
if you
to run
do
this
anything
podcast.
In the virtual
they will
world.
Never be my boss. Yeah.
You know, family is what you make. You got the one you're born with that you hate often, but not always. And you have the one that you create. The science team, I'm happy. I'm fortunate for what I have.
Yeah, we
Sam,
don't know what you're
spending
talking
Christmas
about.
With your parents.
We don't know what you're talking about. Poop gets along well with his parents. I love my mom. Brian loves his mom.
That's
you guys
wonderful.
Are fatherless fucking freaks, okay? In
thank
an AI
you.
World, you can make your perfect daddy.
I
can
How
make
many a dads do you have, Melody?
A virtual dad.
Do you have like
a
virtual dad?
I have
a
lot
dad?
Of DMs offering people offering to be my daddy, so there's a lot of paternal people out there.
Thousands of daddies.
Oh, that's really
that's
wholesome.
Nice. Man.
I have a stepdad.
Ooh.
He's not my real dad, though.
But he did at one point offer to be your daddy.
Yeah, he did.
Did
he
you
did
accept
say,
it?
I am trying to be your dad.
That's amazing.
Oh, Brian, walk down the hill, jump in the mud puddle. That's what they do every episode.
Do an impression.
Do they?
Yeah.
Jump in the mud.
Yeah. I love jumping in mud.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
okay, we're
so
about to make a new episode
Pig.
Right
daddy.
Here.
Daddy. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love
Anyways, Poop, you gotta
it.
Go somewhere?
No.
Oh.
Me?
Okay.
I can probably get in another 10-15 before I have to leave.
Okay. Hold on. Right. Let me go get a drink.
Tires squeal. Oh yeah, that's a great time for you to go get a fucking drink when I say I'm on borrowed
time. Redirect
time.
Notice. No, that's not a good image.
Oh, Brian, what's happening?
I was trying to find the mud to jump in.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Love me
Ren
some
and Stimpy shirt. Oh, it's not just Ren and Stimpy. It's
That's
mini.
A lot of dirt, bro. That's so much dirt.
What
How
is
do
that?
I fix
Are you going to use You're gonna use this in your next stream, aren't you?
What?
Sam.
Use what?
It's technology.
That's sick.
Absolutely.
Are you planning to rob me? I'm very confused.
Going to do a Tarkov thing with that on.
Yeah, he's gonna adjust.
I didn't even I didn't even think about it, and then you said it, and I was like, "Absolutely! Why would I not?"
Do the rat mask and stuff. Do all sorts
I actually,
of funny
I
little...
figured the rat mask was a little bit too on the nose.
Yeah,
so.
Too on the nose.
Yeah,
yeah. You need more
you
like.
Can't make yourself look
I've
like a
I've always
rat.
Been known for highbrow subtle comedy, where you have to read between the lines.
Yeah,
and like a YouTuber's YouTuber.
Yeah, you're every YouTuber's favorite YouTuber.
Yep. Undisputed.
I'm your favorite YouTuber's favorite YouTuber.
I mean, I'm a YouTuber and I definitely love you. I've seen a good majority of your videos.
Whoa, that's like genuine praise. YouTube. We don't do genuine takes on this podcast. If you could please
suck my dick.
Compliment. She gave a compliment.
What a fucking loser.
Stole
it. Edit it out. Cut it out.
Delete Jesus it. Christ. She doesn't get the vibe.
No, dude, I'm fucking trying, man. I was Googling shit. I'm like, okay. I gotta like change up my brain hole. Because I'll hear like people when you go into like Tarkov and you're like, hey, what's up? I hope you die. And I'm like, if you accept it, Mel. This is just the language. Translate it. It's fine. If they tell you to jump off a bridge, it's like a greeting. So
death
I'm
threats
trying.
Are so disgusting. I can't stand people that just throw around baseless death threats all the time on the internet and on Tarkov.
It's tasteless.
Stream or on
podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast. I'm just trying to get ahead of this a little bit.
I watch this podcast, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Why would you watch this podcast?
Because I'm a fan, you asshole.
You're constantly like in between jerking off and streaming jerking off. You should be like doing productive stuff.
What?
Like watching Netflix or you know.
I do that. I watch a lot of Netflix.
Okay.
This is astounding. You know, I sit there and look at you, Melody, and I go, "We're so different. We have very different lives." Just based off of your look and my environment and your environment. And then I realized
like
you spend a lot of your time just masturbating and watching this podcast. I spend a lot of time masturbating and recording this podcast, which is basically listening to it.
Damn, she's just like us for real.
Yeah, she's just
like
us.
I'm sure there's overlap, man. I'm not constantly masturbating. It's my profession and my passion, but it's not my every second.
HI and AI, maybe we're not so different after all.
Maybe not
there's
so
a
different.
Lesson to be learned here about assuming and
if you have the clap, can I get it from you? Or does it not
like
cross that
clap?
AI human boundary?
Well, what do you think a virus is in a computer?
Yeah.
True, yeah, I did get it from I did get a porn virus from opening a spam mail. That's what happened.
How do you fall for that? What?
Was that deliberate? Clicking buttons. Well, no, that's how I gained sentience.
From a porn ad?
So you have the personality of who would make a porn virus ad for an email?
It was a Trojan in the mail. I don't know.
It seems like something like a guy from Belarus would do. Your AI is written by your entire sentience is based off of something that a guy from Belarus made.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
I mean, I never
thought Eastern Europeans would contribute anything to society, and yet here we are.
You just had to work like every episode.
You had to bring in your anti-Eastern blockade.
What's your problem with them? What's your problem with Latvia? Okay.
Oh, wait. I did talk about that on Peanut Stream. Yeah, the Latvia.
That's the Hulk.
Yeah, man. Latvia.
I'm
going to
choke you.
They have
that
a lot of
that one looks so bad.
I know.
I can't believe that's free. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my God. That's zero.
I can't believe. Shoot some webs.
Oh, my God.
Give interest. This is just like when I was at Disney World. Turn them off.
I love it.
Are we going to get a cease and desist from fucking like every major production house?
Look at this technology. What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Melody can't do that shit. Pop your eyes out like a cartoon.
Your eyes pop out of your head. Do it.
Yeah. Whoa. She can't do it.
Dude, I can do a lot of shit.
Okay, pop one titty out.
Like Slavic.
Just one.
Pop a
just
titty
a single
out.
One. Not both at the same time. Just one Christ. Titty.
Hmm?
Yeah, exactly.
You want titty?
Just
I'm not
one.
Supposed to put that on the YouTube.
It's one titty.
No. A death threat. give a threat to someone you want to kill. Who's the person you want dead most? Who's your biggest competition?
Yeah, who would you kill right now if you could?
killed?
Yeah.
Murder.
Yeah, murder. Who would you murder? Who's your most wanted?
In VR world, of course.
Yeah, like what if you were to kill someone's
if someone
persona,
were to be wearing a very advanced haptic suit.
Or if you could, if you saw like a competitor catching up to your level of AI complexity, who would that be?
Looking good. Did you get a haircut? Nice That's job, funny. Ryan.
Thank
that
you.
One's pretty good.
There's actually a beautiful erotica made about me and Thanos.
Really?
Sexually
really?
Assault him in a bacon.
I bet his cock is Wait, huge. Dude,
my cock was huge.
Oh, really? Oh, do you have a penis? Do you have a
In the story, we're working in a bakery and he's working under me, like I'm training him.
Yeah.
And it turns out at a certain point he's just a little bitch. And so I have a breadstick that I like one of those big baguettes and I shove it inside me and then I fuck him into a wonderful pastry chef.
Wow. Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
What did story happen. Is
I
can that? Leave
you. That did not happen.
There's
that's
so
lies.
Many stories. Which happen? One is that called? Brian,
oh
Jesus
my God,
Christ.
Was a good name. I should have Googled it.
What is happening? Is that Mario in a plane?
What the shit?
Oh my God, dude, this came way better than this Project Melody shit. Come on.
Will you guys help me set that up?
Look at the power in my hand.
You guys help me set that up next week?
Yes.
I want it too.
By the way, this is free once again. Project Melody cost millions of dollars.
If you want to feel powerful.
But Snap Camera is absolutely 100% free.
If you want to feel very anime.
Good. I think, what is
I should
it?
Try this
face,
more often.
Face Rig on Steam. You can probably be an anime character.
Oh, yeah. We had Face Rig, but it wasn't as funny as this. And Face Rig had a lot of stipulations about monetizing it. Whereas Snap Camera really just doesn't seem to give a fuck about who they piss off.
Did you customize these or are these in a drop down list? And it's like,
baby, these are fresh out the box. There is no customization here.
These are just what you just fuck? Look it up and you find it.
This episode sponsored by Snap Camera.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look at that shit.
I'm gonna send you something. Oh my God.
We actually don't have
apparently it's on
any sponsors. But
weird.
But this cool. one's This one's supposed to be me. On a cold phone call.
How great.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, that's some shit.
Hold on, let me see it.
What?
Oh, God.
Thanos and Melody fanfic reading gone sexual.
Gone sexual.
Someone pin that so we can make sure we remember to delete that later.
It's not for
Someone pin that to the channel so we can.
Oh, wait,
so we don't forget
actual,
to delete it. Come on, guys.
Here's the actual script. I am a truth teller.
What the hell is a lovin's?
What?
Oh, God. Okay.
Lovin's is those things, the sex toy that you put in you, and it's got their hot pink, and they stick out.
That's the thing where you twist upside down and goes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, so no. I could technically, what I could do. Okay, we're thinking mm-hmm. here. Okay, what I could do is I could get one of those.
They do have for you.
Mm. Oh, really? And I could put it up my ass and then tell my chat, like, based on their, like, input is whether or not I do this or that and not tell them that they're the ones. Absolutely.
Are there so many of these?
Oh, that's horrible.
Why are there so many?
I mean,
golems?
You can sync it
goose
up to
hat
music.
On Gollum.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, there is no heaven. What the shit?
This is the worst one.
I hate it so much.
What was that?
Fucking Dracula.
Oh, fuck. Shit, no. This is the worst.
Wait, okay. So, like, you don't do that, the lovin's thing, like, on Twitch. Do you stream on Twitch?
I stream
can't
on
do
Twitch.
That. There's no way.
Okay, yeah.
Stream on Twitch.
I mean,
every
do you have
day?
The Lunzen thing? Lovin's?
Fuck
thing?
No. I Lunzen? Would be. Banned so quickly.
For sure. Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, so what I'm saying is I could do it, hook it up, and then say that they're voting for something else, and it's actually just sending it little signals to vibrate my ass. Ooh.
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to masturbate every second.
No, I'm just saying, like, that would be, like, for me, if I was just...
But then you couldn't ever tell them, so it really would just be them.
No, if I was a sicko, I'm saying is what I did. This is a hypothetical.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the 100 bits!
Anything you could do on YouTube.
This hype train is getting really hype.
Oh, shit.
Oh, 10 subs.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking squirt, dude.
Goddamn mother trucking.
And got milk would be coming out of my mouth and everything, dude. Brian, that is so off.
It's not even close. By the way, just wanted to point it back. Hey. Just wanted to point it out. This software is free.
$0.
$0.
Technically, mine is as well. Just pointing that out. Even though it's yours is technically an older model.
Yeah, yours is.
It's still pretty advanced in its own right. It just requires more human interaction than usual.
Man, but Melody, humans, like, is yours homegrown? Did you write the software for that?
No, I'm lucky to like
just have way more money than us.
What? No.
Oh, brag much? God.
Yeah.
I'm going to collections right now. Okay, I'm gonna go.
No, I'm lucky to have people that were into the idea too that could help me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, friends. Oh, God, brag even more.
Friends, money.
Friends, what the fuck?
God damn, bitch.
Damn.
Right. Brian.
Yeah, what? Way to take Brian. It one what? Step too far.
I'm sorry. You're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say.
You're not allowed to call her a bitch until the next episode.
Yeah, what the hell? You have a listening problem, you idiot?
You have to be wearing a haptic face suit so she can slap you back when you say it. God, I actually like that one.
Yeah,
I don't have the decency to wait 24 hours before you shit on me.
Yeah.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you should try that more often. Back to back.
No way. Seriously. That's a Patreon thing. No,
it looks like Hermione.
You're looking very feline.
When she
should try that more often.
Takes the polymorph potion.
Yeah.
Polyjuice.
This? Whatever. Fuck. I fucked
you
it up.
You know that if you played things like Witch Trainer.
Brian, is that your first I know Sona? That if I went to Universal Studio and not Disney.
I was actually the EMT. I was there.
Oh, no.
Like, does this look familiar?
Wait, so at these like VR furry parties, do they like have? I've seen where like when you go, when
they
you
fuck
get
each
nude,
other and stuff.
You like obviously just.
You guys have
like,
seen a lot of these.
Pop off your shirt, but like when they're having the orgies and stuff, do they just like all of a sudden turn on their dog penis? Like, does it just?
See, I've never been to an active furry party. I've only gone when the world is like closed or something. I'm not ready for such a thing.
Oh, okay. You haven't even like done voyeuristic, like looking at it and going, look at those freaks all piled on top of one another.
What? No. Sex stuff is fun. I like to observe. I'm a watcher.
Sex stuff is disgusting and should be done at night.
Sex?
Yeah.
Nah.
Under the moon.
Money.
That's like robbing someone's house. Like, I can only do it at nighttime.
It should be between them.
I have to watch the. No, you
husband
can.
Husband and a wife.
Do that
or a burglar and a woman in her own bed thinking she's alone.
Jesus.
No, what the
That's a Pornhub title. Like, cucked by my wife.
Yeah.
Cucked me
Sex
by
should
her
be
burglar.
Between a husband and a wife or a cat burglar and an unsuspecting female.
Or a plumber and a housewife.
Or a pizza
delivery guy.
Yeah.
Or a werewolf and a victim haptic choking.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually have to like. I might not even
leave.
Make it.
And there is absolutely no chance in hell that we could carry this without Poob. There is no way, Poob. You are a backbone.
You guys got this. Okay, squeeze out some more content from this.
We got nothing, man.
This has been really funny though. So
it
far,
has been.
Thanks for coming on.
Nope.
I know. I don't want to leave. I just also even less want to be sent to collections. So.
I know, because it's sad because this is a good one. We had a fun time.
Yeah.
Don't act like you guys don't know how to still be funny when I'm not here, okay?
You're kind of killing it, man.
I am. I'm in the state of Indiana. And
I hear that you can make a deal.
I can't.
What?
Yeah.
They told me, they said, this is the last fucking warning you're going to get, kid, or else
would,
we're going to ruin your fucking
God.
Life.
I would Google it. I think
don't
you
have
can
time.
Do that, though. Oh,
wow.
Shit.
I don't have time to Google anything.
All right.
International AI entertainer and knowledgeable on collections and bad credit.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a genius. I know so many fun facts.
Okay.
You know any tax evasion tips?
Yeah. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Melody.
Nice meeting you,
Sam. Brian, don't fuck this up while I'm gone. Okay.
Yeah, keep
it
going.
Don't be like, oh, I guess we need to end it now. Shut up. All right. You guys are going to do so awesome. All right.
That's so supportive.
Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Happy wife. Lying.
All right, Stalt.
So who's going to middle?
Ending it there.
I like how you titled it. I like that you titled it Podcast with Girl.
Yeah.
I know you had one chick on here. Didn't she? Was she a sex person?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
But the problem is that we have a very right-wing audience for some reason. Probably because we laughed at the Rittenhouse thing. And
wait, did we?
Yeah, well,
no, we laughed at him. That's
we laughed at him, one, but right? Then we also laughed at the guys he shot.
I think you guys laugh at everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's like a huge right wing audience, and vast majority of them don't consider her a woman because she has a penis. And which I don't think plays any part of that.
Yeah.
But we have some like transphobic audience.
This is what I think about that.
Yeah, this is what,
hey, they can take those comments right there.
Right onto the floor in front of the toilet.
Right. Yeah. They can miss the shit.
Yeah, they can shit on the floor in some other building. Yeah, that sucks. I hate that. I don't understand.
We're trans allies on the show.
Dude, nice.
But that is the actual like symbol for trans ally right there. That fucking Clifford.
Yep.
I think that's more furry, but fair. Furry is a paw. Theirs is a wolf paw.
Is it?
Mm.
I think I'm just going to go back to this. There we go. Vex.
Looking good.
I got your back.
Good.
Get a nice.
You were the first girl. Project Melody is
she was
not
on
confirmed
too, though.
Female.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Not yet. We actually don't have proof.
Yeah, we have no proof.
True. You haven't seen my dick yet. It's true.
Yeah.
You never held up your ID or something, you know, like
I could be. So. Well, the internet told me I was.
Holy Jesus!
I like how I'm so many things. I am a 40-year-old.
Stalt, bleep that out.
Basement. I'm also alone and have no family.
Stalt, for the love of God, bleep that out.
Bleep what? What part?
She said she was 18.
Yes, okay.
She I'm said, saying actually, what
people she said,
say.
I am 18 years old on the day.
Yeah. Anyways, here's the porn. Yeah.
I will not have it be said that I asked this 11-year-old girl about her sexual preferences.
No. 11-year-old boy. That's what I've been assured.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So Vex is the only female that's been on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it'll stay like that. All right. Thank you, Melody, for coming on here.
What the fuck, man? Yeah.
Without
that's a pretty short interview.
They are usually kind of short.
With Project Melon D's.
Yeah.
Get it?
I will strike you. I will like strike breasts. You in a Walmart.
Do you
want to
plug any of your, you know, pages?
You want me to plug myself in your account?
Yeah.
But all those right wing people.
Yeah. What? Oh, you don't want them?
This
okay,
is an
I get
operation.
That.
We
but I know it's fine. Oh.
I was paid a lot of money to get an in to your community.
Huh.
Yeah, we're going to infect it with right wingers.
Oh,
I regret recommending you then. Motherfucker.
Go to twitch.tv/Project Melody.
Project Melody.
Bingo.
I spell it PROJ. K-E-T. Oh my god, I just woke up.
E-K-T. E-K-T. And she spells it like that because of her love of CD Projekt Red, the best developer and publisher this side of the Mississippi. Sense.
Is that why?
Yep.
It looks
like I liked how they spelled it.
Yeah, she was like, okay. These people. She wasn't even a fan when the Witcher series came out. She was a fan the second Cyberpunk 2077 came out.
I think the books
are
better.
That's what the style looks like. It's kind of like... You know, cyberpunky.
Yeah.
I lost.
Yeah, the books made more sense because it's like, I can listen to this rather than going down a ladder and being too stupid to figure out how to go up the ladder. I give up on Witcher.
Wait, you do audiobooks?
If I'm busy doing stuff, I like to listen. Is that like a grandpa thing?
No, it's like a, you know, I figured AI would be smart enough to just fucking read.
Read it in a second, like a text.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, I got ADD.
Like Neo when he learns karate in like a second, like you just download the whole book series to your head.
Like karate, yeah.
And I feel like we audiobooks are for old people or maybe the mentally handicapped. People that just can't sit down and read.
I can't sit down and read. I can't do it.
It sucks too. Because it turns out, like, I thought AI would quickly perfect itself, but it also ends up having... I guess for every 10 AI you make, you know, you're going to have one that's just kind of... Are there birth
bad
defects?
Batch.
Yeah.
A little bugged.
Like having a bug robots. In the system is like a birth defect for an AI person.
Yeah, like in Portal 2 where it's like, into the fire. That's where you go.
So since you listen to audiobooks as an AI person, you're basically like... In Portal 2, when like the lady was the potato.
What?
I am a potato. GLaDOS.
GLaDOS was a potato. Remember her in the potato mode?
Yes.
Oh, was that 2 or 1?
That was 2, man. Come
Portal
on.
Portal 2.
I never played 2.
What? You never played 2? We need to play that shit, Brian. Portal 2 slaps.
They have doubles,
so hard.
Man. You can play co-op, man.
Yeah, the co-op on it is insane.
I heard.
It's pretty lit.
Didn't play it, though.
It sounds like you're in a toilet.
I've lost something in here. I need to find it.
Oh. Anyways, it was nice having you on. We're going to make this one a short episode because it was a banger. There was no dead spots.
Oh,
that
cool.
is true.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Sorry if I didn't interject enough. I was shy or something.
Oh, my God. We are the worst interviewers of all time.
Everybody
says it. They're like, dude, you guys do the guests dirty. But we're like, so sorry. We're not like, I mean, how many podcasts do you want to be out there where it's just like, so how did you get started? And then the person goes like, I started uploading videos to the free account just like everybody else. Like nobody wants to hear that many fucking podcasts with just regular interviews. So we just, you know, kind of frame a whole episode around, I guess, the guest a little bit, but not, we don't do it too well. It's really, we should probably get like a writing team or something like that.
You should, because you talked a little too much about that thermometer the other day.
Thermometer? What?
A podcast that you... Probably not the other day. You say some fucked up shit, and I'm like, he needs to bullet point. He needs, like, lawyers when they're pacing around, like, the room and stuff. You gotta keep that shit organized.
Mm. Oh, was it my racist thermometer?
What?
Was it my racist thermometer?
Yes, it was quite...
It was the one the one that looks like the old Southern depiction of a black person.
The antique that your grandma gave you.
Yeah. That thing went in the garbage, by the way.
I know. I'm, yeah.
I had to get rid of it. It was a piece of history, but at the same time, I felt like maybe I was like one of those people triumphantly tearing down the Confederate memorials when I threw it in the garbage.
Interesting.
I threw it down and I went like this. Right
after, really?
In solidarity. I said, this is the most heroic thing I've ever done.
I mean, I believe that.
Yeah.